Synonymous by Amanda Cresilius. Every year, I have the pleasure of writing my blog the week of Mexican Independence Day on September 16th. And no, I'm not confusing it with our beloved Cinco de Mayo, a holiday to celebrate the removal of France's support of the Confederates via Mexico during the Civil War. This year, our family has a bilateral celebration as my husband got his U.S. citizenship. We have proudly been flying our U.S. flag since the day he got his naturalization papers, and on September 16th, we will proudly fly our Mexican flag in its place. As we navigate the life of a bilingual, biliterate, and bicultural family, one of the most important things for us is to honor and celebrate both U.S. and Mexican traditions, language, and culture. Oftentimes, we have to choose between the two instead of simultaneously representing both. When this happens, we have to be cognizant of how to bring both back to the forefront of our lives or balance the spotlighted time for each. When we travel to and from Mexico, different documentation is required. Passports, resident cards, visas, and tourist documentations, we've had them all, folks. These powerful papers indicate our status and our qualifications for privileges, responsibilities, and regulations. Without this documentation, we would not be able to enter either country, and there would be no defined representation of our mutual commitment to individual and/or nation. Although students are not defined by paperwork that they carry into school systems, the Individual Education Plan, or the IEP, Section 504 Plan, the Individual Learning Plan, ILP, which is often referred to as English Learner Plan, all represent a similar promise from the school to make sure that the student is provided resources, accommodations, supports, services, and opportunities to succeed. The IEP, 504, and ILP are all legally binding documents of which the schools are responsible for identification, creation, and most importantly, implementation. This documentation follows a student through grade transitions, school transfers, and ultimately into independent living or employment or higher education, making it similar to the documentation required when traveling from one country to the next. Each of these documentation forms have different core purposes. All of them are living documents in need of regular updates as students' skills and abilities change, placements changes, technology changes, etc. Just like our balancing of a bicultural life, when one culture will fall back to bring the other to the forefront, these documents and their purposes might not always shine simultaneously, but they concurrently exist. This often happens when schools move toward Universal Design for Learning, UDL, which is something to celebrate. Many schools in Indiana are leading the way in UDL by creating their own accessible educational materials, or AIM, for students and providing school-wide accommodations, including assistive technology, AT, such as text-to-speech and dictation. While these are impactful and noteworthy actions, the spotlight has to be readjusted for students who formerly only had access to these supports through an IEP, 504, and ILP, meaning that though the implementation of UDL, these students will benefit from an inclusive classroom in conjunction with their continued documentation of their required services, accommodations, and specialized instructions. When these occurrences happen simultaneously, balancing the spotlight honors both inclusion and specialized needs. As we move to a more inclusive school environment through UDL, remember that documentation with necessary AT and AIM is still part of an equitable access for all. They can exist synonymously.